Okay, we're on Daff Hoff. About 10 lines down or so. Amar Rebbe Yonason ben Elazar. Rebbe Yonason ben Elazar says the following: Noflam afarto himenu. If his garment is sudar, he says over here. Basically, his garment fell off him. But Amar Lechaveir, he said to his friend, Tenali, give it to me. Vanosnalo, his friend gave it to him. Tamea, it's Tommy. So you look right across from over here. In the Rashi, basically at the end of the line, just basically right across, it says the machmirin betaharos, people the machmirin in taharos, heavy hesachadas tumah. If a person takes off his mind from the shmira of something, therefore it's tome for taharos. Now a similar case, Amar Rebbe Yonason ben Amram, nischalfuloi kelim shel Shabbos. A person accidentally went into his wardrobe and took out in a weekday his Shabbos clothes. Bekelim shel chol. Velofshon, and he wore them. Nitzmeu, they are tamei. Okay, so let's look at Rashi over here, because it's important Rashi just to get the flow of the sugya over here. Right to the right over here, nitzmeu. Kos alka daite, we're thinking now, hashta de sfirulei, basically the logic of this is Mishoma Hadova, he's guarding the thing basically in purity, but Cheskashu Dova Zed, that it's, he thinks it's this, he thinks it's his weekday clothes. Yeah, Venimtashu Dova Racha, and it's found out it's Shabbos clothes. Eino Shoma, it doesn't work. I mean, you got to know what you're guarding. If you don't know what you're guarding, it happens to be something else. Basically, it doesn't, this is the Havamina though, which is going to change, right? Basically, it's not considered Shmira.
The person has to be telling himself.
No, it just basically this is all a chumrah over here. There's a thing called basically you need that everything, like we need things that are kosher, like you need a mashkiach in your kitchen. So they had to have like a mashkiach tamidi that something's tahor. They needed to have like an awareness that nothing had happened to this item, like no dead lizard had touched it, something like that. So they have an awareness on these things, and that's called a. So they can't have a hesach adas. They can't have a lapse of shmirah on it. So it always has to be a. Okay. So over here it wasn't what he thought it was. So that was not considered a good shmirah. So Amar Rebbe Elazar, says Rebbe Elazar, Var Tzadok, Ma'aseh B'Shtei Noshim. There was an incident with two ladies, chaveros. They were actually married to Talmid Chachamim, seemingly, or they were okay. Shenischalfu lehen keilehem. They accidentally switched their clothes. Maybe they went to the mikveh or something together, or to the swimming pool. The base of merchot. Oh, here we go. In the base of merchot. Obor ma'aser lefnei Rabbi Akiva, and the incident came before Rabbi Akiva. But Timon, and he says the Tommy. Okay, so there's three. Okay, so now it's easy to focus on the second one, basically where he accidentally took his week. He took his Shabbos clothes. Yeah. So maskifla Rabbi Yoshia. If this is what you're saying, we said the time in these cases, hoishit yado lasal, a person stuck his hand into a basket, little paschit, in order to take his wheat bread, but also yado pas soirim, and inadvertently he took out some barley bread. Hachanami denit meis, you're going to tell me it's tomei because he intended to take wheat bread and he took barley bread. So basically, if you don't have, you know, it's not the thing that you intended, it's considered a hesach adas and it's going to be tomei. If you're going to say, yeah, true, but I'll prove to you not like that. It says, Matanya, we've got a Brisa. It says, Mishama es a chavis, the person's guarding his chavis, Bechezke shel yain, and he thinks this is a barrel of wine. Menim says, Shel Shemen, and he finds out it actually happens to be a barrel of oil. Yeah, Tahoyu Mutame, it's Tahor Mutame. It's not going to tame other things up, but it's not Mamish Tame. So we see over here that even though he thought it was wine, it happened to be oil, so okay. But we fight back. We say, well, the time ich aim a safe. If you carry on reading that brisa, you know what it says. It says for asurim lechol, but you can't eat it. You can't eat it. So it's not so perfect over here. There seemed to be something lacking over here. So he answers him. Yeah, it's why is it? Why can't you eat it? So I'm a Rabbi Yirmi. He says Rabbi Yirmi. No, that I can explain to you why you can't eat it. Because we're talking about a case over here, Shmartia Medava Matama. It was a partial guarding over here. I guarded it from things that shouldn't make it Tommy. Tommy means basically it becomes Tommy, and it can Tommy other things. It can pass it on. Yeah, Volomidova Poistler, but not something that just merely Poistler. Poistler means he makes it unfit, but that's the end of the road over there. It can't affect other things. So basically, it was a partial guarding. For serious things, I guard it from. For minor things, I didn't guard it from. So that's why. Okay, now the Gemara says this is like a parenthetical statement now. Yeah. Umi ika nitirusa lapalga. Is there such a thing as nitirusa is a shmira in Aramaic? Lapalga for half, a half guarding. Right, is there such a thing? Either it's guarded, it's not guarded. Can you have a half guarding? Answer the Gemara. In, yes, there is. But Tanya, we can prove to you that there's such a thing as a half guarding. Hoishit yado basal. He was putting his hand in his basket. You have Valkasefoy. Right, sorry. Vasal, thank you. Valkasal Ksefo, and the basket was on his back. It was a back basket. Okay. Vamagrefer basochasal. And there was happened to be some kind of a tool. In the cell, sometimes it's used for separating your figs. You have a higher beliboy al cell. His intent, he intended to do shmira on the cell, but he didn't realize below higher beliboy al magrefa. But he never intended to guard this magrefa, this cleaving tool. Okay, so the din is. The sal is tahor because he had intended a shmira. The magrefa tamea, and you see the magrefa is tamea. So you see over here, he had a shmira on one and not on the other. Okay, and we're going to say, but a sal tahor. You say the sal is tahor. Why is that? To tame a magrefa la sal. Why don't we say that the magrefa is matame the sal? Right, because if you say that thing is tame, it should affect it. No, this is not. Because that's easy. Ain kli matame kli. Because the rule is one a tame kli can't matame another kli. A kli can only matame peros, not another kli. So that's why it's. The sal's tahor. Ah, the latame marsha basal. Why isn't the magrefa this tool? Why is it not matame the food? There's dates in this basket, no figs in this basket. So why isn't it matame them? So I'm a ravina. So comes a ravina and says, but oima, we're about a third up from the bottom on daf chof eli, right? Says I'm a ravina, but oima shemartiv. Midova matama oi, because it's I guarded the magrefa, this tool, so it shouldn't become tome that it can affect other things. Velo midova poislo, but not from something that is poislit, i.e., this magrefa becomes basically a state that it's possible and it can't affect other things, but it can't. Right, but it can't matame other things. So we see over here there's this principle of this half guarding. Basically, I guarded it from serious things, but the minor things I kind of ignored. Basically, that's it. I mean, that kind of makes sense, yeah? I got it from the serious tumor, but the minor tumor not. So that basically, we're still in the running, basically. Basically, our kasha still stands because we basically brought this brisa. I can't remember if it was a brisa. And we said that this, it was the wine, right? There was this, you thought it was wine, and it happened to be oil, and we say it's still tar. So why in the case of where he accidentally took his Shabbos clothes? Yeah, why do we say Shabbos clothes are tummy? So we call him kasher. So the kasher stands. And furthermore, we got another kasher. For oid, okay, another kasher. Moisiv rabba baravua. Maisa b'ishachas. Once upon a time, there's this woman. Shabbos lefnei Rabbi Shmuel. She came in front of Rabbi Shmuel. V'omlali, she said, Rabbi, begadzeh sh'aragtiv b'tara, this garment that I wove it in the state of I was pure, yeah. V'loi hai b'libi l'shoim rabatara, but I forgot to have kavana rav. What's the din? I didn't have kavana. So now umetoch b'diko shahay Rabbi Yishmol boidka, and through the check, the inquiries that he asked of her, yeah. Omrol, she said to her, she said, Rabbi. Nida moshchim bechavel. Oh, I remember my friend who was a nida actually helped me. So he said, Amim Rabbi Shmuel, Kamag doilim divichachomim. How great are the words of the chachomim? Shaya omrim that they say the following statement: Belibo l'shoim roi tahor. If you have intent, yeah, if you're cognizant of guarding it, then it's tahor. But ain belibo l'shoim roi. If you don't have the intent to guard it. Right, Tommy, even if you think nothing happened, but you have to have intent to guard it. Now, similar incident. Shub Maisa, another incident, but Isha Chas, Shabbat, the Rabbi Shmuel, she came in front of Rabbi Shmuel. So Amrullah, she said to him, Rabbi, Mapazu or Agtia Batara, it was Tahor, this tablecloth, Yeah, v'loy haibalibi l'shomer, but I forgot to have the shmira kavana. Okay, umitoch b'diko shahaya Rabbi Shmuel boidka, and through the inquiries that Rabbi Shmuel inquired from her, Amrul, she said to oops, she said to him, you know what, Rebbe, nima nifsakali, I remember now, when I was doing the preparatory stages, I can't say right, when I was basically preparing the threads to weave the garment. So when you, threads don't receive tumor, unless it's for maybe tzaras or something, but threads generally don't receive tumor because it's not a kli. And then she happened to be a tummy kneader, because that doesn't really matter, because it's it wasn't going to receive tumor anyway, because it's just to be a thread, yeah? But it snapped, and I used my mouth to tie it. I spat on it, all right? And I basically, the spit of a kneader is tummy. No, the spit itself is
afterwards.
Yeah,
she makes
yeah.
Thing, it's
yeah, yeah, yeah. The by the spit itself is tummy.
No, I understand, but the thread. Is
yeah, yeah. So the thread's not tummy, right? Because it's not a thread. But when she used the thread to weave the garment, it remains wet, and therefore it tamed the garment. Okay, so. She was tummy when she did the thread, because she thought it wasn't an issue, which she was correct. So if she wouldn't have spat on it, it would have been fine. So, but then she went to the mikveh. She was basically like this. First, she said, you know what? I'll do the thread first in the morning, right? Then I'll go to the mikveh, and then I'll weave it, and then I'll, you know, weave the garment. So that's what she did. But the problem is, when she, the spit was still wet when she came to the weaving stage, and that tummied the garment. So Amar Rebbe Yishmael.
What did she do? Like spit in a small.
That's a good idea. Maybe she did. That's a good idea.
Maybe.
A few
hundred years ago, they used to spit. They used to have a thing in shul next to them. They used to spit in it. It wasn't disgusting. It was like horrible.
Okay.
It was a normal thing to do. To just get rid of your spit. So they have
like
a little
carrot. Maybe this woman. Maybe people should take it home for the weaving. Yeah. Okay. Omer Rebbe Yishmael, Kama Gedolim, how great are the Divrei Chachamim, Shayom Rim, they used to say, Beliba Lashomer is Tar, if a person intends to guard it, it's Tar, Ve'im Beliba Lashomer, Tommy, and if it's not the intent to Shomer, it's Tommy. But you see anyway over here, we said like this, just let's focus on the last bit statement of Rebbe Yishmael, it says, Beliba Lashomer, Tar. If a person intends to guard it, it's tahor. So basically, we see that as long as you've got an intent to do shmirah, it should be good. Who cares if it's wine, if it's oil, if it's whatever? But as long as you've got an intent to do shmirah, it's good. So what's going on with these cases? Okay, so now we're going to speak out. We're going to actually start like this. So we had three cases. We had the cases where the person dropped his garment. We had the case where a person accidentally took his Shabbos clothes instead of his weekdays clothes. And we had the case of where the women switched outfits. So Bishlama, we understand Larebi Olozer Bar Tzadok. Okay, this is talking about the women. Yeah. Kolachas Vechas Oimeres. Everyone's going to say, Chaverti Eishas Ama Oretz. You know what? My friend, I know a friend. He's not a Talmud Chacham. He's an Ama Oretz, that guy. So their house is all Tommy. I want to eat there. Yeah. So a Maschadai to Mina, and they don't do Shemira. Because, you know, they don't care about it. So they weren't careful with her friend's garments. So we understand there wasn't an active shmirah there. Okay. And now the other case, the Rebbe Yonason ben Amram, in the case of the Shabbos clothes, right? Right? Nami. Kim de Kalim de Shabbos. Because generally his Shabbos clothes, he's extra careful with them. Ovad lehu shimo tefei. He does a higher level of shmirah. Shabbos. He does a higher level of shmirah. So therefore, he's not satisfied. Mosach daiti minayu. Right, he doesn't do a good shmirah in the weekday. So basically, he did a lesser level of shmirah that he would have wanted. So therefore, he calls that is not the standard of his Shabbos clothes. So there was a lack of actual kavanah. Now, but the problem is the first case. Ella the Rebbe Yonason ben Elazar Na'avid lu shmirah, when he dropped his garments and he said to his friend Na'avid lehu, he should do a shmirah biyadei dechavrei. Why can't he do a shmirah in his friend's hands? Yeah, he's watching him. He's watching his friend. Yeah, and when he's said, pass me the garment. Yeah, and why can't you do a shmirah? And also, why doesn't his friend do a shmirah for him? So answers the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan is a chazaka, right? A chazaka ain't adam mishama ma shibiyat chaveru. A person doesn't do a shmirah to what's in his friend's hands. Now, Let's look at Rashi over here. So now Rashi is actually above, higher up in the page. If you see about like about probably about 12 lines down, or maybe a little more, it says Diva Maskel Tameya. Rashi explains that in the Havamina, what's going on with the Maskon. It says, look at this, Filu Zetor Ulukomon. You see what you found this, right? This Rashi? It says Ulukomon Meforish Timer. Chazoka Ein Odom Meshama. A person is not Meshama. Moshi Bad Chavero. What's in his hands, friend? Right? Lefichach Hulo Shomra Biad Chavero. He doesn't guard it in his friend's hand. And also, Vagam Zeh Shenosnaloi, the person who gave it to him. Yeah, lo hayachash l'shamra, wasn't concerned about guarding it either, because why? Demeim Amai will say, kiven sh'omali t'nali. Since the guy said, just give it to me. Yeah, but who ainu yodeya im tome oni? He doesn't know if I went to the mikveh today or not. Yeah, im tor lo chash l'tarasa. So therefore, he wasn't concerned about guarding it. Okay, and v'yish kan hesach adas. Okay, so that's what we're saying over here. That's where we're holding. So. We're saying if a person would have an intent to be shown, it would be good. Even if it was didn't realize what it was, but if there's an intent there, it would be good. And now we're saying this case over here is because that people don't generally guard things when it's in the friend's hands, and the friend doesn't guard it either, because that's it. Okay, so that's the answer. And now we're just going to have a kasher on that, and we're going to say it's not a kasher. Okay? Ah, below. Is that true? Yeah, we've got a case for Tanya. Hare Shahayu Chomorov. He had his donkey drivers, Upoilov, and his workers, to unim Taharos. See, they were carrying Taharos. They were carrying in some kind of maybe in a clay vessel that not Matama from the outside. Yeah, Afal Pisha Hiflig, even though the boss, who's the owner, distanced himself mihen, Yosemimil, even there was a distance of more than about a kilometer, Taharos of Taharos. Is Taharos a Taharos? Basically, so we see over here, we see over there that basically the workers are doing a Shemira for him because they're still Tahor. So that's a kashi. We see that even though it's in by somebody else, it's still Tahor. Now, if he said, this is like it, but if he would have said to them, look who you go, and I'm going to come after you sometime later. Given Shin's alma of mehem, in this particular case, now when he's out of sight, Taurus over Tomeos, then the Tommy. So the Gemara just asks, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. Rashi doesn't like that, but Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. But basically.
Well, the
Kasha is
from the
Reisha,
that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, but Elamai, we see from the Kasha from the Reisha. So now answers the Gemara. No. Amabri Yitzchok. Nafcha, Reisha. No, the Reisha is Mbataher Chomarov Upoil of Lekach. No, in the Reisha, he took his workers to the mikveh first. He says, if you want to work for me, you got to know, you got to go to the mikveh. So therefore, there's no problem over here. There's no problem with Shmir or anything because there's nothing to guard them from because the guys are Tahor. Ah, but we say if that's the case, then he hachi sefer nami. What about the sefer then? So why is it Tomei? If he says, you know, well, you know, I'll come later. You guys get on your way. Yeah, okay. So, answer the Gemara. Ein Amar Oretz. An Amar Oretz is not Makpid al Maga Chavero. He's not concerned about if his friend would touch it. Let's say he's walking down the street, right, and the boss isn't there, and his friend comes along, and his friend says, oh, what you got there? And he starts, like, peering around in it, and he didn't go to the mikveh, so he's going to tie it up. Oh, then the Gemara says, if that's the case, though, Ihachi Reisha Nami. If that's the case, the Reisha also. That should be also the same case. Maybe we're concerned that his friend's going to come along and stop grappling it. So, answer the Gemara. Babal Hem Derek Kalton. He's coming in a crooked, winding road, and that means he could come any second round the corner.
And why aren't we concerned that these people that are on AR is they could become tamed themselves again?
Good, okay. I don't know. Chazaka.
They're not going to be careful about other people coming along and touching, but what about them? They could just touch.
I suppose maybe they're involved in the, you know, we don't assume they're, you know, the working, so they're involved. We assume they're, you know, focused. Okay, so Ihachi Sefer Nami, seeing as the boss could come at any second, so therefore they're going to make sure the friends don't touch it. But let me say, if that's the case, Ihachi Sefer Nami. Why not in the Sefer also? Why are we saying he's going to start schmoozing with his friends and, you know, maybe his friend's going to touch it? So we say like this. Kivanda Omolohu, in the Sefer, he said to them, Luchu, you guys go ahead, but Ani Abu Achrecham, I'm going to come after you guys. Anybody knows he's nipping to the pub or something. You know, he's going to be a while. He's not going to come straight away. So over there, Mismach Samcha Daitayu, they know he's going to be a while. Yeah, and therefore, if the friend's going to come, they'll schmooze around with him, and maybe the friend's in a bit, they'll touch the stuff inside. But in the case of the ratio, when he was just around the corner, then they will be scared and won't let the friends touch it. But you see, anyway, over here, that this was not a kasher because we said these actual workers went to the mikveh. So these workers were tahor. So over there, basically, even though it was in someone else's hand, it wasn't an issue because they were tahor. But in a normal case, when you've got something in somebody else's hand, you can't be sure. There's no shmira over there. Blinad hadron loch elu ein dorshin.